If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
The liveliest correspondent we have and the only correspondent we have, the one and only Candace Jordan. You're the only correspondent I have. What do you think about that?
I am so honored to hear that, Rick. You don't have a clue how honored I am. It really is. It's truthful. When you asked me to do this, I could have done backflips. I was so excited.
But you have so much else to do, Candace.
I mean, no, but this is you. This is Rick Hogan on the radio with. It felt like a legendary opportunity.
Mr. 4th of July, this is a very, very busy week for you, is it not?
Oh, it's very busy week. But you know what? I'll tell you, the July 4th, you know, we've celebrated, obviously, and you and I, we've all celebrated for a million years already. So it's not quite as exciting as it used to be for me because, you know, it was new then, and now we've done everything that you can think of possibly
to do.
But, you know, for people that are looking for excitement for the July 4th, there is no greater city than Chicago, and particularly there's no better spot for it than Navy Pier.
It sure sounds that way, honey. There are a million things. What is NASCAR doing at Navy Pier? I know this is the week of the big race, but they're doing something at Navy Pier this week, right?
Right, and you know what? This is the one thing, I love a lot of things about NASCAR, but they get so involved in the community that they're in, and this is one of the many things that they do. They're even paying for part of the fireworks for the 4th of July. I mean, they're involved in nonprofits and fundraising, but this Navy Pier, this NASCAR Family Fest is going to be at Navy Pier, and it's in Polk Brothers Park. And listen to this. You can have, you know, take your kids because this is really a fun opportunity for them. You can take photos with the pace car. There will be drivers there that the kids can quiz and take photos with. I mean, it's going to be, they have all kinds of things that are just absolutely so special. And, and it's going to be, there will be free giveaways. There's a replica course that you can race around with your friends. It's from 9 to 4. I mean, how fun is that for kids that love racing? I can't think of anything more special.
Let me ask you, though, Candace, there's a cloud over this NASCAR thing. There is some talk that this may indeed be its last year in Chicago.
That would make me very unhappy. I'm covering it again this year, and I'm really excited about going. I've made a lot of friends in the organization. They're fantastic people. They're so down to earth. And why would that be? I haven't heard that. Tell me why.
Oh, no, it's been out there. It's been in the news that they're being wooed, I think, by San Diego. I think part of it is they had some, you know, they had that horrible rainstorm one year, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that San Diego would be a fine place for them to race, and you know, they can be seduced into that, but according to you...
Well, the weather would certainly probably be more reliable than it is here.
Instead of like 3,000, 4th of July, 3,000 degrees during the race. But you have. I met some of the people involved in it, too, and they do seem... I was surprised.
Oh, well, frankly, the woman that's who's in charge of it, Julie Geis, is from a real small town in, like, Missouri somewhere, and she's been a fan of racing since she was a little bitty girl, and she worked her way up. She was started with odd jobs at the NASCAR tracks, and now she's in charge of the NASCAR Chicago Street Race. I mean, she's a big deal, and she is sweet as they come.
The great thing is, it's small town girls are the best kind of girls, as you
well know,
being from Dupo, Illinois.
Yes, thank you.
What is going on, though, with it's been a few years since Navy Pier is still going to have fireworks, but not on the 4th of July.
No, not on the 4th of July.
Why is that, Candace?
Well, I'm not sure why that is. I know that the city is not paying for fireworks, and that the fireworks that they're putting off is going to be supplied by Navy Pier.
Yeah.
And then the one that's they have another display on July 5th that's going to be a partnership with Choose Chicago and the NASCAR Chicago Street Race again.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a budgetary concern or what. But I mean, there will be fireworks. It just will not be on the 4th.
What did you do, Candace? I'm so glad you have time to come on this week. What was your child in a place like Dupo, Illinois, small town? What was 4th of July like down there when you were a girl?
Well, I am glad you asked that question, because that was, those times were some of the most favorite times of my life. And as a matter of fact, an article that I wrote about this very topic, about 4th of July in DuPo, is my favorite thing that I have ever written.
Wow.
Because it was, I mean, what they do, they have in the American Legion Park, they have all these little food vendors. You can smell fish frying from blocks away. They've got, listen to this, they have mouse racing. Mouse racing. They put them on these little tracks, and you put money on them, you win. And get this, they have a rooster crowing contest.
And that's what I'd like to see. I would like to see a gentle small town mouse racing and a rooster crowing contest.
Yes. Those are memories you never, ever forget. And they were just heartwarming. And then, you know, all the veterans, you know, they wear their pins and they wear their berets. And, you know, I mean, everybody comes out. There's little American flags on every single table. I mean, it's just, it's absolutely charming. And everything that you would think of, it would be like in a small town.
As long as we're talking about Navy Pier, have you seen, I have not been over there to see this new kind of marina that's opened. Have you seen that?
I have seen it, and I'm telling you, it is such a great addition. They have like 15 or more slips.
It's on the north. It's on the north side of the pier, right?
Yeah, north side of the pier, and it's open for anybody. All you have to do is make a reservation. I mean, you don't have to. You can't own the slip, you know.
Right.
So it's just open for tourists and people that have boats to come and visit, which I think is just so fabulous.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think I know the guy who's.
Yeah, I
building.
Did too. I was trying to look up his email so I could remind you of the name. But he has been working on this for years to get this marina in place, and now it's there. And I mean, they've got a place for the boaters where they can go in and clean up, and you know, have snacks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big deal, and it's about time. It seems like something that should have happened a long time ago.
No, I agree. You have been going. You are my personal Navy Pier expert. Give me your sense of the pier, not just on a big, is a big holiday, and events this week is a nice way to sample it, but it's also changed markedly, I think, over the last decade.
You could not have hit the nail on the head more. I'm telling you, I was just going to say that if people haven't been to the pier in a while, it is nothing like you ever remembered from before. They have upped their marketing and their community input like you cannot imagine. They have something literally going on there every minute of every day. They've got they have night markets. They've got farmers markets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they've got Live on the Lake, which is like a lineup of live musical performances. It's in the Navy Pier Beer Garden. I mean, they've got, you know, it's just, it's an unbelievable. Oh, they're going to have Clydesdales there on July 2nd. The Budweiser
doing
Clydesdales.
What are they, swimming? What are the Clydesdales?
Well, I
think they should do, you should suggest this to them, they should have Clydesdale swimming races. That's what I would like to see.
Well, all right, back to reality here, Rick.
Yes,
anyway,
yeah.
The Clydesdales will be at Navy Pier on July 2nd at noon. And this is a part of their cross-country tour supporting Folds of Honor, which is, you know, a nonprofit that provides scholarships for the military and the first responders.
Sure.
But anyway, guests can take photos with these horses, and then they can learn all about how the organization works, which is, I think, is going to be fabulous.
Jeez. You're going to be there for that?
I love the, you know, I grew up in St. Louis, so I was used to seeing those Clydesdales, and, you know, so many of the beer distributors had farms where they had the horses that I'd see, and so if you have never seen a Clydesdale, you will be awestruck.
Well, I've seen a Clydesdale, so maybe I'll skip this year's Clydesdale show. We got to take
Rick,
a little.
I doubt if there's anything that you haven't seen.
That's true. That's a good point. I have not seen. I have not seen Titanic, and I want you to talk about that after we take. Were you in it or something? Don't tell me. I'm on the phone with Candace Jordan, the correspondent for this for this show. The covers the social scene, the party scene, the philanthropic front. And we've been talking about
theater.
I know we'll get to, well. If I made a list of everything you covered, then we would get to the point where I'd say, well, and thanks a lot, Candace. Sorry we didn't hear from you. Yeah, she covers the waterfront, as they used to say in this business. Okay, tell me about Titanic. What do you have to do with this show?
Okay, well, let me tell you how this all happened.
Yes.
So when it first opened in June, a friend of mine, Whitney Lasky, said, Candace, you've got to come with me to see this new musical that's coming to the Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower Place. And she says, and I'm going to bring a friend with me. We'll have dinner beforehand, then we're going to see the show. Well, the friend that she brought with her is the writer-director of Titanic, Ty Blue. And I was so entranced by this guy who is young and charming and smart. And he, with a couple other people, wrote this musical. And it's an irreverent look at, it's like obviously a play on Celine Dion and Titanic.
Sure.
And but it's all her music, and it's an hour and 40 minutes. There's no intermission.
Wow.
And I am telling you, from the moment you're seated, you laugh and you clap and you want to dance in your seat. I mean, it's the most joyful production that I have almost ever seen. I mean, and I'm so thrilled because about a week ago, they contacted me and asked if I would make a cameo in it.
Oh, my God.
So I'm making a cameo on Wednesday, July 2nd. It's a 7 o'clock start time for the show. Obviously, I am not dancing or singing.
Singing? Well, I want to hear you sing. I want to hear you sing.
Are you kidding? I can't even hardly speak. It's not going to happen. But anyway, it was really an honor for them to ask me. And so I'm jumping out of my chair because, number one, I get to see this production again.
Yeah.
But number two, it's just going to be fun to make
what,
a cameo.
Do you know what your role is going to be? Cameos can be all different kinds. You're going to strut across the stage. I know you're not going to sing or dance, but you know what
I'll
you
probably
have.
Probably do cartwheels, I think, Rick. Don't you think?
Seriously, you know what you'll be? Do you know what your role is?
No, I'll do anything they tell me to do. I'm like a puppet. But anyway, the thing is, the Titanic is going to be gone on July 13th. So I urge anybody who has not seen it to see this show. And I'm not just saying that because I happen to know the writer and producer.
You're saying it because you're going to be in it. Now,
I've talked about this before with you, so this is before they even asked me to do a cameo.
I know, and probably talking to me about it is one of the reasons they did ask you. I think it's great. Obviously,
on this show, let me tell you.
And if those of you who go on the 2nd to see Candace in Titanic, look in the audience for a very handsome white-haired man. That would be her husband. Is he excited about it?
Oh,
Chuck?
He's very excited about it. Listen, he's such a good husband. He's excited no matter if I, if I open a book to the right page, he's excited. I mean, it's just, I'm so lucky to be married to him.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And he accompanied, he's a great, tireless kind of companion for you. I think your life, and Candace is as busy a reporter or journalist as I know, I think it would be a lot harder if Chuck wasn't there with you.
Oh, it would be horrible, Rick. No, it would be horrible. I mean, he's when I'm out there working in a crowd for a nonprofit or writing a story, if I could just look and see his face in a crowd, I am energized. And I couldn't live without him, quite frankly. I just couldn't. I mean, I'm very lucky. 36 years in June, so it'll be our anniversary.
June was last month.
Oh, well, it was 36 years.
You missed your anniversary. You were out covering some
June
kind of
21st. I
get it. You were out covering a mouse race somewhere. No good, Candace. No good. Now this there is so much. You didn't go to the Pride Parade today, did you?
No, but let me tell you something. I went to an awesome Pride Parade after party before I came home to get on the phone for you. It was at the Hoxton Hotel, and it was Tom Kehoe, the event designer extraordinaire. It was his party. It was packed to the gills, so much decoration, so much happiness, and so much color, and they had music and food and dancing, and oh, my God, it was hard for me to tear Chuck away, but I told him we had to come home for that.
I've got a radio show. I've got a radio show.
Listen, that's
right. You in talking about Titanic at the Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower Place, you've heard the news that Water Tower Place is now in the process of trying to rent its top floors to who. What do you know about that, Candace? Anything?
I know about as much as you know about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
well,
not much.
That's okay. I mean,
but listen, anything that they could do to resurrect or make it come alive again, I'm all for it.
Yeah. And when you look at, the other thing, and you and I are big boosters of the city of Chicago, when you look across at that block between Pearson and Chestnut.
So sad.
All empty.
I
am so flabbergasted by that. Do you hear any buzz? And what do you hear from from the people you mostly associate with, who are also, in their way, very philanthropic and boosters of Chicago. Are they worried?
Well, you know, they are worried because a lot of my friends live in that area.
Yeah, and
in particular, you know, Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas lives in that area. And for a while, she was giving the alderman hell because the place was, you know, needed to be cleaned up and this and that and everything else. But, you know, people are, you know, they're despondent over it. I mean, I got people that live in the Park Hyatt that, you know, have to look out on those empty blocks. And, you know, and I'm sure that it's an eyesore for tourists that come because here Chicago is touted as a magnificent mile.
Yeah.
And then half of it's not quite so magnificent.
Yeah, I know it's a strange time we're living
in. But I know it's going to come back. Oh, listen, you asked me about the Pride Parade. Do you know what? Our favorite treasurer twirled her baton the entire route of the Pride Parade.
Is that part of her as you scooped the world a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
Is that part of her mayoral campaign?
No, you know, she's been doing that for years and years and years. She was at Tom Kehoe's party, too. So, yeah, and she's still got energy. After doing all that, she comes back out to a party. I don't know how she has this energy.
Well, you, look who's talking. Come on, Kat.
Well, I didn't twirl a baton for three miles.
You know, no offense, but that, you know, it's not like running a marathon. I'm sure once you've learned, it's like riding a bike. You can pick it up again. Now, what do you hear about you scoop the world on telling the listeners a couple of weeks ago that she is going to run for mayor of the city of Chicago.
Yeah, she's definitely going to run for mayor. She told me that, and she said, you know, I think it's time for the city to have a gray-haired granny with cojones to run the city, is basically the what she said.
So she really is serious about this, yeah?
Yeah, definitely serious. Yes, she is.
Are you going to be her campaign?
I'll do anything she asks me to do. Yes.
Wow. Yeah, you guys are really friends. Tell me that thing you do. You and she give out flowers sometimes.
Yeah, it was the, we had a name for it. Something Benefit for Good or...
you do it at the Little Water Tower Park.
Yeah, we did it for like 5 years in a row where we would hand out flowers for both Mother and Father's Day. And it was really fun to, you know, she was throwing flowers in police cars as they went by. And people were really appreciative. I mean, it just brings a little smile to people's faces. And,
no, I agree. I think it's a lovely, lovely thing. Another lovely thing that I think, you know, there are people in this town and in this area who have never been to any events at the Grant Park Music Festival, and I'm thinking you would tell people that is a classic Chicago experience, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and that's exactly how I would term it. You know, it's the oldest free classical music series in the country. It's a 90-year tradition that they have. And it's their Independence Day salute is the one thing that stands out, although they've got like 30 shows in the series. But this Independence Day salute begins at 6:30 on July 4th. And I remember a couple years ago, or not a couple, this has been many years ago, but Chuck and I and a couple of friends went. We had a little checkered picnic blanket. We had fried chicken, and we sat out on the lawn, and we listened to this spectacular music, and it was a memory that I will never forget. And if you have not been to the Grant Park Music Festival, this Independence Day salute is the way to go. I mean, it's free to everybody, and it's just something that will stick in your mind forever.
You know, I do think, and you're so right about that, there are a lot of things in this town that people have never sampled, even though they've lived here for 40 or 50 years. And I would think, and I'm sure you'd agree, that summer is a great time to do that.
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's just, and you know, when I was researching things to do for July 4th for the show, I came across something that I had never heard of before, and it's been going on for 30 years. I don't know how I missed it, but it's the 4th on 53rd Parade. Mm-hmm. And this is, again, it's a free festival. It kicks off at 11, I mean, on Prairie Street, heads south on Grove and then along Blue Island. But they've got, you know, floats, bouncy houses, magicians. They've got, you know, marching bands.
Yeah.
I mean, it just sounds spectacular. And I mean, if you just look at certain, you know, in certain places for what to do, I mean, there's a plethora of it.
Well, one thing, one place to go is to CandidCandice.com. Candice, give Chuck a hug for me.
I will.
Hope to see you soon. Thanks again. You have enriched the 4th of July.
Okay,
honey, you take care. I'm going to start mouse races next year. You wait and see. That was Candice Jordan, the one and only.